1. Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, the weekly interview program from the Missouri Corn Growers Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and with me is Missouri Corn Growers Association CEO Gary Marshall. And first thing we want to talk about, Gary, there's been a lot of media attention given to some research results by a couple of researchers from Cornell and University of California, Berkeley, talking about ethanol. Can you comment on it and what your reaction is to this particular information?
It's very interesting for us to note that each time Congress gets close to formulating an energy bill, and in particular when they're talking about a renewable fuel standard, that this outdated and absolutely factually wrong study continues to be brought up. In this case, it was an AP reporter that reported this like it was something new and different. And in fact, Pimentel's work first started in 1979, and it was updated about, I think it was 1996 or 7, and then has been brought out a couple of times since then. Unfortunately, not all of Pimentel's calculations were updated. For instance, he's still using data from the late 1970s on farming practices, on yield, on the amount of energy that it takes to produce a bushel of corn. All of that is inaccurate today. I think since the late 1970s, the early 1980s, there have been over a dozen different studies that have looked specifically at this issue of energy production. Every single study, except for Pimentel's original one and then his updated ones, have said beyond a shadow of a doubt that ethanol produces more energy than it takes to produce it. And in addition to that, whenever you compare ethanol production from corn with gasoline production from oil, ethanol wins hands down in terms of being more energy efficient. So this information is outdated. It's not factual. It's being presented at a very questionable time and by very questionable individuals who have been discounted in a lot of the scientific community as far as their research goes. So it makes no sense whatsoever except for the fact that we're again debating an energy bill. And isn't it interesting that big oil always seems to be able to get their message out in times like this?
And looking at another big issue certainly facing corn growers here in Missouri that doesn't look like it's going to change in at least the next few days is the weather. We certainly have had the hottest, driest weather in a long time. Any comments you might want to make about the corn crop here in Missouri at this time?
Well, we have been working closely with the Department of Agriculture as they've put together a drought disaster task force looking at the entire state. We've talked with the state statistician. We know where we believe the corn crop is. The fact that the Department of Agriculture has asked the governor and he has now asked the state USDA folks to take a look tells us that we're in pretty sad shape around the state. In fact, 106, I believe it is, out of 114 counties have been looked at in terms of a potential disaster declaration. So we're currently gathering data and information about those counties. But based on the people I've talked to, we have some good corn in certain parts of the state. Obviously, where it's irrigated, it looks good. But we have a lot of the state, particularly the northeastern quarter of the state, that is in really sad shape. The central part of the state is really in sad shape. Everything needs a rain. And it looks like we're sitting on top of a disaster here in Missouri. I think we're going to see at least a 30% reduction in our corn crop from last year and potentially more. So on the crop that's maturing right now, it's looking much more grim each day.
Thank you very much, Gary Marshall, CEO for the Missouri Corn Growers Association. And with this Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.